Traditional tea and cucumber sandwiches were served at the launch of the new St. Peter's Cricket Club, which ambitiously aims to bring one of the world's most popular sports to the heart of the Eternal City. Board members include Indian, British, Irish and Australian priests, plus the Sri Lankan captain of the first Italian national team, currently ranked at number 23 in the world, proving it's not just in the English-speaking world that the cricket craze can be found. Beginning with the organisation of an inter-college tournament for priests and seminarians here in Rome, the club hopes by next year to field a high-standard Vatican team that could play internationally while promoting ecumenical and interfaith exchanges. The driving force behind this initiative is the Australian ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy.
It is hoped that there will be a team of sufficient level in the next year, could play a team nominated by the Church of England. It would be the dearest aspiration of so many of the cricketers here that that game take place at Lord's. Thereafter, anything that properly builds interfaith and intercommunity relations and understanding and exchange, the Commonwealth of Australia sees as an important part of our diplomacy.
The new cricket club enjoys the patronage of the Pontifical Council for Culture, in particular its sports department, headed by Spanish Monsignor Melchor Sanchez de Toca.
There's no doubt that sports have an important place in millions of people's daily life. So this phenomenon deserved a particular study from our own standpoint, which is the cultural analysis. Second reason, we are urged to explore new ways of bringing the gospel, to use new instruments. Well, sports are a powerful means to convey values, attitudes, a moral message, an ethical and moral message.
Members of the new club are expected to play in the yellow and white Vatican colours with the keys of St. Peter as their emblem. Numerous bishops and cardinals across the cricket world have already given their enthusiastic support to the project, seen as a way of furthering a vital team spirit among young men training for the priesthood. Perhaps the popular expression, "the Vatican thinks in centuries," will suddenly take on a whole new meaning as St. Peter's batsmen stride out to play. I'm Philippa Hitchin.